What's good? Yeah, it's like a dream I'm living. 삶의 꽃이 피는 나를 비추는 저 해가 뜨고 지는 city to city 더 불타올라 미쳐도 로고 다 돌고 돌아 점점 사나워지네. See his favorite band play live. He's thought about it all week. He bought his ticket. He wore his band t-shirt. He went to the concert venue. He wasn't allowed inside the concert venue. He put away his band t-shirt. He threw away his ticket. And he thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. Beginning in September, you'll need a vaccination passport to enter certain public spaces. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Welcome, y'all, to Heal Black Girl Heal, and today I have special guest and healer Gitana. Gitana, say what up to the people.
What up, what up, what up, my beautiful, beautiful, beautiful stars on earth. I'm so happy to be here on How to Heal. Definitely with my sister. It's always been a pleasure, a dream of mine to be right here with you, girl. So I'm happy. Let's bring some light to the people.
Girl, I am not blushing right now. So how about we start here? Starting the phrase with I am. Let the people know.
I am I am an octopus woman. I'm aware of many hats, and my hats are such as a healer, spiritual counselor, singer, mother of two, single recently mom, a friend, a sister, a counselor, but especially a black woman.
And what does it mean to be a black woman to you?
It's carrying the past life of my ancestors and being the water stream. What I mean by that is definitely working hard, but learning how to break the taboos of having the strong black woman at all times. I want to learn how to enjoy life. I want to be the water stream. What I mean is like doing things that never was able to do, yet still heal, break curses, be present for my children, and be happy. I'm tired of being exhausted. I'm tired of complaining and whining.
I'm tired of being sick and tired.
Oh, I am sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yes, Fannie Mae, holler.
But it's also trying to find happiness in all the healing. That's really what it is for me to be a black woman. I really want to find happiness in all the healing process.
Jeez. Okay. Let's take it way back to year 2000 and something.
Right.
I'm assuming it's like 2011 or 12-ish.
Right.
And we were in Odessa's living room. Shout outs to Odessa. Yes, man. And we were doing sister circle on Sundays, and you were there one of the evenings. And you know, from me, like, my takeaway from those experiences, like, I'm not even gonna lie, I still have some of the notes and work that she gave us to do, but It took a good decade for that seed that she planted in me or in us to actually start flourishing.
Right.
So did you know at that moment, like, what you were being introduced to and what you were indulging yourself into?
I want to say yes, because ever since I was a young child, it's something that was called out to me. Because I was a Christian, it was something that was a no-no. I went to Odessa with the state of mind of a big sister and little sister thing. And I needed her to bring me the awareness of I'm not crazy. Because I walk in this life. I was a child that was brought up with my grandmother. Mm-hmm. And I saw her giving my mother birth. I saw her healing my mother. I saw those things that was planted into me. Mm-hmm. And until I was young, they've been telling me that how I think, how I wanted to heal, I wanted to save the world was wrong because this is not what God put me on earth to do, even though that's what God preaches.
Right.
So when I went to Odessa, it was a breath of fresh air. She literally showed me that I was not crazy, and to see her was an inspiration of, yes, we can do this as Black women in Montreal. Because it was hard. Like, think about it. Like, what, we're 35, 37 now. Mm-hmm. I'm 37, and I'm thinking about, at that time, we were part of the few Black women.
Seriously.
That was educating ourselves to become healers.
But let me tell you something. As I was saying, the seed was planted.
Yeah.
But it took a while for me to adjust and readjust. Clearly it was destiny.
Yeah.
However, then it was like unlearning. It was very confusing.
For me it was confirmation, because from that moment all I did was my life given away. I moved to Philadelphia. I opened my Queen of Four book. Mm-hmm. I started to study that book for past 5, 6, 7 years before I met my first husband. And then I totally forgot about it.
Yeah.
And when I pick up my book back, it was always continuously of continuing this work. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to say something. It's much more in the sense of I embrace my God-given power at a young age, and every single time I did that, my life was a hot mess. And I mean, you with every single person today that I can call friend or sister from afar, you guys were exactly at the right moment to become true of my purpose on earth. And I think that's what makes the journey even more beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you said, the seed was planted for us not to forget.
Yeah.
Because in the hardest time of our life, these exact seeds would be like flourishing. It would be like remembering a healing process. Something that we can do to get better, to get stronger. And that's why I pray in this moment. That's why I pray when I see a sister like you, like yesterday when we saw each other, for me, I was like, I'm doing this in vain. I remember that. Why?
Yeah. That hug, like, it was just like, no, I'm not letting her go. Not right now. Like, the boys were running around. It's like, yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, it's like a soul hug. It's like my soul reconnect with your soul. Sister, how you been? And I think that's what's missing in the world right now.
Oh, my gosh.
There are so many trends. There is so many pretension. There is so many Instagram and all this stuff. But for me, those moments where I see beautiful souls like yours that are doing the work, that are reminding me of why I do my work, and then we take a moment to just take all of that away, watch our children run away, and just hug each other in a sense of, soul sister, I miss you. And it's genuine. There's no judgment. There's no gossip. There's nothing but pure love.
Yeah.
That, for me, is the ultimate healing.
Because other than last night, the last time I had seen you was when I found out I was pregnant.
Yes.
That was at the Mai. Wow. And I just remember telling you, like, I don't know what's going on. Like, I don't, like, I really, I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know what was going on. And the only thing you said to me was, those secrets. She's like, let go of those secrets. Or, it was something to that extent.
Yeah, I'm
going to
tell you something. A lot of people be telling me, Scotty told me this, and I'm like, oh, what? The spirit was probably speaking to you because I don't know.
Yeah, I know. Like, now I could now I can accept that, like, yeah, spirit was speaking through you. You know, jeez, that was a heavy hitter.
bus down the boulevard. I wanna fall through the stars. Getting lost in the dark is my favorite part.
Let's count the ways we could make this last forever.
Sunny, money, keep it funky. Touch your top it, let it down.
I want to talk music. I most definitely want to talk music because that is one of our, or that's one of your gifts. And how we express ourselves. And it's a form of therapy. And I know time and time I'm always asking you, where's the music? And you're like, oh, I haven't done anything recently. It's been so long. And to be very honest, like, I'm not even putting a timestamp on it. I just want to hear your voice. I just want to hear your flow. And again, it's coming straight to mind. When we were at some bar,
oh my God.
By, I don't even remember. I want to say Park Avenue, but it probably wasn't there.
It was Park Avenue.
Okay. Laurier, I remember it was Laurier Metro. Yeah. I just remember that.
Yeah.
And Bobette was there, and there was another girl at the bar. But anyways, and I just saw this little woman in the corner on a stool wearing this black hooded dress, and she had this mic and itty bitty little locks, huh? And you just dominated that stage. Like, everybody that was in that spot was just like, whoop, somebody speaking. Like, somebody talking. Y'all bring the drink. Just bring the drink. Like, and yeah, you just dominated that. And I was just like, what? It's just a one-time thing? Like, what happened? Explain.
Well, okay, I will. Right now, I think this is a confession time.
Yep.
Can you tell? I hope you guys are ready. I'm Gita Batila, a.k.a. The Queen Zaya. music, singing, performing was my life. It's still my life. I miss it like crazy. When I am a preacher's daughter, so I think when it's up to my music is something very important to acknowledge, because I truly believe that my voice was given by the gods and it's for the gods, and it's really to deliver a message. And when I get a mic on my hand, as of now, I really literally just flow and allow things to come in. Why I stopped and why I needed to take a break is because with time and giving so much, I'm a giver. My mission is to give. My life is about giving. And I started to feel like I wasn't valued. One of my greatest things as a sister soul, as someone that gives so much, is that I give and then I have to stop because I burn myself. And it started to be that with music. It started to be like the love for music in Montreal for me stopped existing. You have to see the difference between, I spent 10 years in Philadelphia, where we would literally go in a corner of Temple and Pennsylvania Avenue, and we would just spend hours, and you would see the Roots come in, you would see Jill Scott coming, and there was no level of, you were a star and I'm a street person. It was just simply people on the street spinning music, people coming with their drums or buckets and taking wood stick, and then we were just freestyling. So coming to Montreal, where it's a competition, where is you sing better than me, where you have to be part of a crew, where I have to spin class. When I came in Montreal, nobody used to mix rap with hip-hop and R&B, because I brought that. And I don't want to say I brought something, because of course you have the elders that showed something different. But for me, nobody used to do that. And then it started to be this competition. It started to be the, I have to hire a musician that plays for you, that is loyal to you, that is charging me much. Then I have to get a studio. And then there's this crew that don't want me because I bring too much fire. So there was just this whole bunch of energy that took the art of music, of simply just performing. And for me, I'm a soul person. I am somebody that still listens to vinyls. I still cherish my VCR tape with the whole. I still have tapes with Groove Society playing.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm teaching my son that's going to beat back today. So for me, that essence died, especially as I gave birth to my son, that tour with me from Philadelphia to New York to Montreal. And until today, not having nothing to show for it is my greatest break heart. Because people will invite me to do free shows and concerts, and I would see little girls that wanted to be like Lil' Kim's on festivals that they pay thousands. And I'm like, I've been there. I've been doing your shows. I've been making, you asked me to hype up your crowd. Yet that's a part of my me. Because again, it goes back to, I didn't know my value. I didn't respect my talent, because for me, it was what I was here to do.
Exactly.
And I didn't have a price for it. Exactly. And that's one of the reasons why I stopped singing. And it's been 10 years today, and I will tell you, until today, I regret it. I miss it. I there's a part of my voice that got lost, but yet that was resurrected through my art, which is healing today. But still, there's something that I missed, that I definitely missed. So thank you for bringing it up.
It's just like, we're just like, craving it. But I completely understand. I completely understand. Because on my end, music, I just wanted to sing. I didn't care to be heard.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And dance, well,
dancing, yes. What happened with you and dancing, bro? You're talking about my ass. What happened with you and dancing? I'm not gonna get on that subject, bro. You don't gotta sit down.
Ha. So, when it comes to dance, dance still lives in me.
Yes, I agree.
And you can clearly see, because my son has barely seen me dance, and he does break dancing and tap dancing, two genres I've never done. Like, you know, done a workshop here and there, but rhythm and movement, it lives in me.
They're the reflection of us. I'm like thinking
absolutely.
About them. And I think they're the greatest reminder.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I look at my daughter. My daughter sings all the time. And she has an amazing voice and she's two. And my son picks up beats.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing in the
like it's nothing. You don't only have to hear it once, you know?
What
I realized is dance was my outlet. And you know, now that I completely stopped, I had to completely stop dancing because of my eye surgeries. You know, doctors were saying that, and I didn't know what my life was gonna be like afterwards. But then I still maintained it, you know. But I didn't realize this was my profession until somebody had asked me. They're like, so what do you do for work, you know? And I'm like, what's work? You know, and they're just like, well, you know, how do you pay your bills? And I'm like, oh, well, dance is paying me. I'm like, that's all I do. I've been doing that for the past 3 years. I'm like, shoot, that's all I've been doing for the past 3 years, you know? It got to a point where, for me, I would educate dance, but for those that were hiring me, they just needed it for exercise. You know, they just needed kids to blow off some steam, you know, and it was like it was understood. But no, I am going to refuse to teach a hip hop dance to Miley Cyrus. You know, and then when it came to Afro-Caribbean folklore, which is my foundation, you know, that was only wanted during Black History Month. So it got to a point where I was just like, you know what? And you know, like in my day, which is not even like a decade, you know, when I was at my prime of teaching, I was like, you guys know about me because of word of mouth. You know what I'm good for. So I don't know why anyone would ask me to teach outside of what I do. And from outside of what you've seen me do. So it got to the point where I was like, I'm just going to teach what I want to teach. You know?
That's the thing. For me, that's what kills the soul. Is that part.
Exactly.
It's like you value me when it suits you.
It got to the point where when it comes to dance, like, yeah, it is the same thing, you know. There was a lot of people that did not recognize me or chose not to recognize me because I wouldn't go to their competitions. Like, I wouldn't be competing. Listen, I'm known as a dancer for a reason, and I don't compete, and I never competed because I have nothing to prove. So I would go because I love the environment. I would bring people that were like, yo, where can we go to learn this? Or, you know, so on and so forth. I brought them to the culture, but no, I'm not jumping in the circle.
But
you know, like, so.
And I think that's where we got lost and that's where people got confused.
Oh my goodness.
I am a trendsetter.
Okay.
I am here because I am a light worker. I am here to show you certain things.
Yeah.
But if after that you cannot acknowledge the teaching that I bring because of your ego,
right,
and you're still vexed because I keep my authenticity, which is that I will not surrender to try to prove something to you.
Exactly.
But that's where my ego got hurt. That's where I think right now we're speaking the same language, two different art in the same sense.
And
I think for me personally, that's where my ego literally got hurt, because I'm like, at this point I reached a point where I was like, I'm giving too much, you don't value me, I have to scream to let you hear.
And they're just laughing back.
That's
just
right.
Laughing
that's
back at it. Yeah,
it was pure laughing, pure jokes, pure favorism. And I just couldn't do it anymore because I was like, at this point, me, I'm the type of person where you kill my art, my joy, my essence with money, with respect, then you lose me. And because I don't want to be a bad person with a bad rap boy, because it's not about what I want to do, and unfortunately, this is what I'm pointing at figure as because now I say no because of my self-love and respect.
Yeah.
I simply disappear, and that was been 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear you because I'm like, wow, it's crazy how time may have separated us, but we leave the same thing.
Exactly.
So I know it's definitely for me, this is a confirmation that we are light workers. We are transcendence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That what we do was the language of love, and that's probably why God gave us little boys that was expressing to our art, and through them we like, shit, we gotta go back to it so they can have the doors and yet not do the same mistake we did.
Real talk, just like, I don't, you know, just to add to that, I would minimize where I was socializing, who I was socializing with. But then it got to the point where, you know, it was just come in and rehearse and move on, you know, like the practicing and training and stuff like that had to come from outside of performance.
Yes.
And it, like, I don't have an issue with that, but when I'm giving so much and then in return I gotta dig elsewhere for it, like, it you know, it just became, at first it was passion over pride, but then it became self-respect over passion. And I still teach workshops. I'm still doing what I do, just not to a huge magnitude, but that I don't mind at all.
I respect you. I give you all the love. I mean, the last time I took a mic was 2 weeks ago, and it was because I was on the street. I'm loyal, and there was a musician. Yeah. And they knew me, and they were like, yo, get on the mic. And I was like, 2 seconds, and I was like, I'm out. And
I'm telling you, even now, I can't say I've been in a studio for a minute, but I do record. Actually, I did record an album with my choir, Imani Gospel Singers. Yeah, and it's not a church, like, it's not from a church. It's not connected to a church, but we do sing gospel.
Ooh.
And yeah, that is
girl, you gotta tell me where it's at. I wanna come to the door.
Just like it's work. It definitely is work, but just being with those, with like this group of talented singers that just come from all walks and have all different opinions and all different trainings. Like, you know, for me, everywhere I go, I know I have so much to give, but I've learned to be selfish enough to leave with something. I had to learn that.
Well, I'm learning that now. I wouldn't lie to you. And I think, what you just said is exactly my mojo right now, especially with the COVID, especially with the business, especially with my relationship with my ex-husband. It was really that. It was really choosing me and all of that. So I hear that phrase. That's actually a pretty, pretty dope way of saying it.
Cold, dark skin, light skin, medium tones. Pumping braids, got mini afros. Thick lips, got hips, some of us don't. Big nose contour, some of us won't. Never wanna put us in the media, bro. Wanna fat booty like Kardashians. Wanna fat booty, that my auntie got a yo. Wheel up the blood clot, tell her reload it. I've got the camera, my girls are posing. I need some backup, then my ones are rolling. Grown women things, I'm never at risk. Mind my own business, I'm never in mess. Who am I? I ain't bae, get a slice of the cake. Want a house with a view and a new pair of shoes. Keep it real from the jump. Gucci gang, little pump, little vibe, little bass, little kick, little snare, little lies. Big truths to you, they don't care. Do you They don't care, get your arms at the box and build up from there. I don't have a gang with me, but I still walk with a gangster lean. And rock Nikes cause we think they're clean. MJ leather jacket, beat it, Billie Jean. MJ leather jacket cause I think I'm bad.
That's cool, I like it. The growth, the light, the pain, the fight. We love, we fight, we hurt, we cry. He paid the price, you'll be alright.
Back in the same time, away.
I'll put them in cursive, deep like I'm burying hearses, preach like I'm doing up churches, sin for a bit, I got urges, they got Chanel bags and purses, and I got some mashed up vans that I won't throw away cause I'm needy and hurting, I keep it in cause I can, I seen the drinks and the cans, I think it's in my genetics, to the gin and the juice that I drink, I'm indebted. So if I fall off, it's expected, wow. Gather your thoughts and collect them now. Penny for my thoughts, make a fortune, bow. How'd you keep rapping offbeat, bro, how? Talking about you getting on the tracks, this when? Everybody's here, we don't need more friends. Just do you, you ain't gotta pretend. Just do you, you ain't gotta pretend. He was doing school while they were doing ends. Now he's doing money and the man are doing pen. You know about six or five of the men. You know about half of the men full of trends. He said to me, they put guns in the streets. That's what they wanted for me. And I said, gee, someone can fix you a plate, but no one can force you to eat. Like, when will he see himself as a king and not just a pawn in these streets? And when will we come together as a tribe and be what intended to be? I just wanna be free. Yeah.
Away.
we do. That's all we do. I remember the day when you used to hold me and tell me I was the precious one, the one you wanted to marry to be your wife and have your children and go wild. Now all we do is fuss and fight, we can't even talk. Wish you'd go and you wish me to be out. So how come we're still standing, try to hold on and butt and vain? You know more than I do, I know more than you do. So might as well get over it, why can't we stay? It's fuss and fight. All we do is fuss and fight. Yeah, it's fuss and fight. So what we say is fuss and fight. All we do is fuss and fight. Yeah, what we say, baby, might as well. Baby, might as well. Now
birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean? Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. When you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
As eleições federais acontecem segunda-feira, 20 de setembro, e é uma prioridade que permaneça saudável quando for votar. No local de voto haverá estações para desinfecção das mãos, marcadores de distanciamento físico e apenas um trabalhador na urna de voto atrás de uma divisória. Os trabalhadores usarão máscaras. Pode trazer a sua caneta ou lápis para marcar o boletim de voto e não se esqueça de usar máscara. É o nosso voto. Para mais informações sobre o processo de voto ou sobre as medidas de saúde e de segurança em vigor, visite elections.ca ou ligue para 1-800-463-6868.
Sarah's excited to celebrate her birthday at a restaurant. She's thought about it all week. She invited her friends. She got a new dress. She went to the restaurant. She wasn't allowed in the restaurant. She had to put away her new dress. She couldn't see her friends. And she thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. A vaccination passport is now required to enter certain public spaces. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Mm-hmm. I was so wounded. Two baby daddies now, I can say. And I will tell you, with the experience that I have in those two marriages, one of the things that broke me off in this relationship is how strong of a woman I am. But what I mean by that is that's the very first thing that they are attracted at. The thing with us in the question that you're asking, I will tell you with my experience, and this is one of the reasons why I allowed myself to separate from my husband today, is if I am a business person, I need to attract a man that is in the same level as me. The reason why most of our relationship broke off is because you are an alpha woman. Men are attracted to alpha women because they are used to have strong black women in their lives. But the problem is if he is used to sucking on the breast of the alpha woman, yet never had a business for himself, in the long run, that strong woman will be too much. And you have to understand, a man that takes the capacity to say, I love and I praise this, because he sees the woman as his mother, a short black woman that has his head together, but he doesn't have nothing for himself. He can't keep up. Because there's a place where in a relationship you have to sacrifice for one to achieve. So it's basically me working on your back for you to uplift me so I can rise where I'm reaching. But you as a man, if you don't have nothing what I've done, and you can't raise up your own self, and I can't pull you up, that's where the competition comes. And the ego of the man is, I am here to provide. But when you are a woman and you are providing, they have the ego part where the man doesn't feel it. It feels like you're too strong. And my mistake was, they felt like, I don't need them. And legally, I didn't need them. So the ego comes in the place where even if I said, you know what, babe, I need you, I did this and I did that, but every time you tell me, I don't got it, babe, and I have to take up, my love for you starts to diminish. Not because I don't love you, it's simply because we are no longer equal. But that's because there was a sacrifice that was made, but there's a place where in that sacrifice, you got too comfortable or either I got too hype. For myself, I got too hype because I want more. I opened a business. I moved to my business. I got my car. I wanted this more. If I wanted to pick up with my kids, I can travel. But you can't travel. You can't get your shit done. You don't have money to keep up. And there's a place where my first wedding is, I despised men because he became my child. And I despised him for that. And he started to have resentment because he wasn't able to provide. And this relationship with my ex-husband is, I wanted to move forward. I wanted to have a house. I was ready to get a civil wedding. I was, and none of that, all of that would have been me doing it, and you just hopping on my bandwagon. Right. And I was like, no, I can't do that.
I can't do it.
So, to answer your question, I hope it helps. But it's really get to a man that's on the same. If you're a businesswoman, you need a man that has his own business already ready. Not someone that dreams of opening a business, that has plans and vision. No. You need to get your shit together. You need to have your business.
I mean, at this point, you already have your business, but you needed to build that. And for me, like, I am meeting some people that are building their thing on their own, you know, but I feel like we just need to maintain that support between one another.
I agree.
But one thing that I'm hearing you say and that I'm acknowledging is that when you're saying, you know, that these men are accustomed to an alpha mom, you know, or a single mother, and, you know, she has this power, and but it's like these men know how to be a child to that woman.
Yes.
They do not know how to be a man.
Yeah.
Right? So it does make it difficult in that sense, but do we not need to be patient with our men and show them how, you know, to show them their place?
I agree, but my issue with that now, and that's what I think, because it's my second wedding, and probably now you love your black man woman. But I'm tired of putting the past aside.
Sister.
I am ready to find a man that already has his shit together. And then from there, we decide to work together for the next level. Because I want to be patient for my men, but I won't be patient for my men when my men prove me that you already know where he's going. I should not be here to disturb where you're going. I should be able to help you elevate where you at. And for us to get together and get to another level. Because we both have certain assets that helps us push forward. But if you ask me to stop my life to support you, it has to be in a sense where I am already able to provide for myself. I no longer can depend on no one to provide for me. And I think for me, that's where, yes, I could be patient, but you really have to be like a good 5-4 step ahead of me. But if it's for you to build your own and you don't have nothing, and it's not equal, be the equal. You have to find balance.
Yeah.
If it's not balanced, I'm sorry. I mean, we grown women, we have children today. There's a certain standard that 10 years ago I would have been, yes, I agree. But 10 years later, I'm like, no. Because it's not fair. It's not fair, especially because I already have a child. And that's why I'm like, patience used to be good back then, but now it started to be a pacifier because most of our men are used of us calling them kings.
Yeah.
But if you know what a king is someone that is human that can rule the land and have us think together. But king today is you just put your legs up on the feet and expect me to bring your plan.
Exactly.
I'm not your slave. I'm sorry. I'm not your maid.
Yeah.
And I think until we break off that confusion of blaming the black slaves for what the system has showed our black men and how we women view our men based on slavery, I'm no longer there because I go further than that. I'm a queen. I'm a goddess, which means I'm used to deal with gods. And if I have to go lower than that because I'm a human being on earth now, generation later, then I am fooling myself and forgetting who I am. And this is where I'm at. I'm raising a prince today. I can't go lower.
Exactly. Yeah.
What the fuck is you talking about? Like, what the fuck, dog? Like, I really do this shit. You know what I'm saying? I really gotta live this, breathe this, be this. Prayed up to my days up. Blessings on blessings, like, yeah. I'm on the path. I'm in my God body, nigga, do the math. And I take a bath in the water. I know I am the daughter of the river of the moon, blessed by ocean. And bittersweet is coming soon. You can cop that shit on iTunes or P-Vice at noon. I'm focused, everything will manifest because I wrote it. I'm hella sweet because I spoke it. Notice I am the sugar, honey, icy. You fake niggas is fructose, you heisty. I'ma be a high priest, you can be a hype beast. Keep fighting yourself if you want to. I'ma keep it humble. He called me his bumble. Stay buzzing up my feed, calling me his queen bee. I'm like, chill, Lord, homie. I'm just trying to preach this the gospel. He like, boo, I got you. I know you a queen. I'm just trying to tune my chakras like...
Now I can bring home the bacon, fried in the pan, never let I'm a bitch. Yeah. When I got attitude, you call me a witch. Treat me like a sex subject. Underestimate the mind. Oh yeah, you a fool. Weak to sex, you're right, that's a joke. Have you never been in labor? I don't think so, no. I'm a genuine feminine female thing. Can you hang? Ain't nothing but a sheep thing. It's a sheep thing, and it's all in me. I could be anything that I want to be. Don't consider me a minority. Open your eyes and maybe you'll see. It's a sheep thing, and it's all in me. I could be anything that I want to be. Don't consider me a minority. Baby, help me out. You can be nothing but a sheep thing. Ain't nothing but a sheep thing. It ain't nothing but a sheep thing. It ain't nothing but a sheep thing. On the real, I'm a female doing what I feel. Put me to the test, yes, I will get ill. Sensitive and sweet, yeah, all that good stuff. But when it's time to get rough, baby, I'm rough enough. Ain't afraid to show how I feel down deep. Compassionate, but don't underestimate me. I'm intelligent, wise, complicated being with the instinct to dream and believe in the dream. Families first before anybody else. Take care of them before I take care of self. I'm a genuine feminine female thing. Can you hang? Ain't nothing but a sheep thing.